Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly backstage tour into the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again. Welcome again to another Friday afternoon with some of the movers and shakers in the performing arts. And speaking of moving and shaking, we're going to be taking a little dance down the Yellow Brick Road today, heading for the Emerald City. I'm talking, of course, about The Wizard of Oz. And TBA Theater is presenting that, opening it tonight at the Wendy Williamson and performing until April the 3rd. And I've got some of the folks here from that show. We're going to start here with the Wicked Witch of the West, Heather Sawyer. Welcome to the show, Heather.
Thank you very much.
We also have the Cowardly Lion, who's a brave guy, I believe, Isaac Kumpula.
Yeah, all right.
And we have Megan Bladow, who is the director of the show. Welcome to the show, Megan.
Thank you so much, Steve.
So Wizard of Oz, one of the most, I remember growing up as a kid and watching this movie every year it came on, and I suppose, I imagine a lot of our audience has done that as well. And Megan, you told me before the show that you're kind of making your production of this as much like the movie as possible in a way, but even more possible because you're adding a lot of special effects.
Right. It's not just a theater production. There's so many artists that have been involved in this. Of course, unlike the movie, we have live music right there with you. So the Emerald City Orchestra, conducted by Glenn Roos, and they're doing a fantastic job for us. And then we also have this amazing set designed by Frank Beebe. So it transports you to all these different worlds with theatrical elements that you've seen and are familiar with. And then we also worked with Nomad Productions, who worked on Moose the movie, to get a live tornado and some fabulous other effects as well.
Stop for a second. A live tornado.
You actually see a tornado go across the stage.
I can feel the wind sometimes.
Are you serious? A live tornado?
Well, I mean, it has the illusion of a live tornado.
And Isaac, you say you feel the wind go by.
I can feel the wind.
It looks
I'm
particularly
immersed.
Spectacular in his lion wig hair. It blows back like he's a supermodel.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't wait.
So, Heather, who plays the Wicked Witch of the West?
Yes.
Do you melt? I mean, can I ask that question?
I do melt.
Oh, she does melt.
I do melt. Yes, very much so. In fact, twofold, because you do see me melt on stage, and my makeup actually melts as soon as that scene hits, too. So, yeah, there's a lot of melting going on.
And can I assume you also wear the green makeup?
I do.
What was her name? The woman who played it in the... We all know her name. We know the famous story about the green makeup. Hopefully, it's not going to stick on you for forever, as it is for her.
I do have a distinct green tinge going on.
I bet that must be one of the funnest parts to play. Wicked parts are always fun to play.
They are. I have been wanting to play the Wicked Witch since I was a little kid. I'm a lyric soprano, and mm-hmm. I very often get cast, or at least did when I was younger, as ingenue lead in like Rodgers and Hammerstein productions. Mm-hmm. I've done so many of those, and those are lovely roles. They're nice roles, but they're not meaty and fun roles. And so I am relishing this, really getting into the character, just having a blast with it.
Now, do you do the double casting as it was in the movie, where I think that part was played was the mean woman in the neighborhood?
We actually, because of the theatrical nature of the show and the quick costume changes and, you know, being a local theater, we did decide to cast those not as the same people, though they are written to be the same people. So you will hear Dorothy say, you know, that, oh, you were there and you were there, mm-hmm. and go through that. So as casting the show, I actually looked for people who are similar body types and could work together to kind of portray those characters. And we had rehearsals where we talked about the characters in Kansas versus the characters in Oz and how they related to each other. And I think that added a lot of depth and heart to the actor's portrayal of these characters.
And, well, and from a makeup perspective, it takes me more than half an hour just to get in my makeup. So there's no way I could have made that change.
Well, it's not film. It's live.
Right.
It's live theater. And so you can't necessarily do that.
And live theater with a live dog, too. So I mean, we pull out all the stops. Isaac has a lot of time on stage with Toto.
Isaac, tell us some horror stories with working with a live animal on stage.
Oh, Toto. So we had to change out her handler last night because during one of the scenes where we're creeping up on the castle and we're like, oh no, how are we going to get her out of there? And it's like, oh, it's Toto. And she can lead us to her. Toto's supposed to come out on stage and run to me, except Toto liked her handler so much that she'd turn around and run back off stage. So we had to switch him out. So now she comes to me this time.
Interesting. So the two things you don't want to work with on stage are live animals and children. You've got both.
Oh, yes, yep. Definitely. Yep. You know, we accept every challenge brought this way.
I pretty much have to throw Toto through the curtain at the end. There's treats there. Doesn't care.
We're working on that. You know, it's we're opening tonight. We got a little time left.
That's right. And so, Isaac, let's talk about your character a bit more. The Cowardly Lion. You seem to be, like, just enjoying that part a whole lot.
Yes, and yes. A lot like Heather. I guess not like Heather, actually, because you got all the nice roles and stuff. But Lion was always the one that people were like, you know who you'd be great as? And I'd be like, who? And they'd be like, the Lion. They'd be like, okay. And we did that for, like, you know, 20 years until now. And now we're here. And we're making it big.
So now you finally get to play the role of your lifetime.
Yeah. It's off the bucket list now.
Well, I think it's funny. When I first met Isaac, he had this very long flowing hair. And so now his hair is quite short. And now we've put him in a long flowing wig so that he has this giant lion mane.
I look like
you
Meridia from Brave.
You cannot escape.
No.
This is too much fun. TBA Theater is known for training better artists.
Yes.
And you have a large cast. We mentioned children a moment ago. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're getting a lot of working with these two professionals, as well as you, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. And I think one of the great things about working with youth, so we have our youngest cast member is actually 4 years old. And
is that Toto's understudy?
Actually, his name is Jason Mitchell, and he's a flying monkey, and he turned in one of the best auditions I've ever seen. He was on pitch with all of his singing and very confident and totally earned his role. There's some great moments in the show with him. But then we also have high school students and elementary school students all working with alongside professionals, which is what TBA is all about, because we learn as much from these kids as they do from us, you know, about the arts and how to bring theater to life. And it helps keep us fresh in our art as well.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a great job with these kids. And for those of you just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. My guests today are Heather Sawyer, Isaac Kumpula, and Megan Bladow, who are in. Two of them are in Wizard of Oz, and Megan, of course, is directing the show. And we're talking about just the amazing logistics of putting the show together. You mentioned before about how you're about learning and teaching, but you yourself are having to learn a lot about.
Oh, absolutely. And I actually, when we were talking about doing this show, I was like, well, you know, is that something, you know, we had lots of people wanted to be in it. I was like, is that something that we would like me to direct? And everyone was like, yeah, I think that's a great idea. And then I realized as I was writing my bio for the show that it's only the third musical I've directed, and it's the first with a live orchestra, and it's probably the most epic production I've ever been a part of. And that's pretty overwhelming. And I'm so glad to have surrounded myself with an amazing team to pull this off, because, you know, you surround yourself with smart people so that they make good choices and you can support those choices. And I think with all of the multimedia aspects of Wizard of Oz, we just really have so many artists involved. It's very exciting. We showed the cast the tornado at our final dress rehearsal, and they were so excited because none of them can see it because they're all backstage during it. And they just, you know, burst into applause afterwards because it was so joyful to see that type of special effects that they had nothing to do with.
Interesting. So Heather, Isaac, are you supporting your director?
Yes.
Absolutely, 100%. Thank goodness.
There's only one answer to that direct question, especially on air.
We'd like to get cast again.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun cast, even though the Wicked Witch of the West is supposed to be, you know, wanting to kill the Cowardly Lion. It sounds like you guys have a lot of fun. Does any of that kind of bleed onto the stage, some of the fun between the actors?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure it does. There's something that's been happening that started during rehearsals. Uh-oh. That's gotten into the show. So one night, me, Joel, and Elliot, and Joel's the Tin Man and Elliot's a Scarecrow, we went, the person that can guess the most heel clicks in during a musical number wins.
Do you know about this, Megan?
She did not know about this.
So we started doing it, and now some of the heel clicks have gotten worked permanently into certain areas of certain songs. And they look great because we've never gotten
the jumping heel clicks.
Yeah, the jumping heel clicks, like in Mary Old Land of Oz.
So I guess for those of you listening, you must come see the show and count the heel clicks.
Yes.
This is going to be a trivia question.
And you can find out which one of our friends wins for
you
most
can
heel clicks.
Win prizes.
And impress your friends.
The great thing for me is watching these relationships come to life on stage and seeing these guys just really have fun with each other and really embrace the characters, because they're iconic characters, but they all bring their own spin to them. And, you know, yes, you see a lot of things from the movie, but it's going to be a completely different experience. But one where we, you know, I think meet expectation and then also surprise expectation.
Well, and I think part of that is because of the script. The script that you chose is the one that is closest to the movie, but there are some surprises and treats. The Jitterbug song that I think was initially in the movie that got cut is actually in our production. And then there are a few lines here, and they're like, the witch has some comedic moments.
Oh, yes, very comedic moments.
I was reading the script and just absolutely delighted at that.
To the point where you go, how did they write this? Why did they put this in here? And then you get an actress like Heather Sawyer who can come in and pull it off, and you go, oh, that's why. That's why they put that in there.
Well, thank you.
My understanding was the Jitterbug was taken out of the movie because it was going to date the movie to that certain time period, but it seems to me like you've gotten beyond that.
I think the Jitterbug might be everyone's favorite song in the
show.
By far.
And in fact, when they put the music together, it's part of the bow music. Like, it's the last tune that you hear because it's just so lively. And, you know, these guys, I think it's a 4.5-minute song that they are dancing Jitterbug style all the way through. Because the Jitterbugs are these characters that come in and they're supposed to exhaust the four friends so that it makes it easier for the monkeys to take them away. Like, that's their purpose in the show.
And night before last, it was the rehearsal just before our preview show, we were staging the curtain call. So right as the production ended, everyone came on stage waiting for the orchestra to finish playing through the final music. And an impromptu dance break happened where the entire cast was learning the Jitterbug on the fly. The Jitterbugs were teaching everyone else, and the entire cast was dancing the Jitterbug. It was a beautiful moment.
This
sounds like the show is too much fun. We have to stop it right now. I'm sorry. We're about out of time. I want to thank my guests, Heather Sawyer, Isaac Kampula, and Megan Blatt from TBA Theater's production of The Wizard of Oz, opening tonight at the Wendy Williamson Auditorium and running through April the 3rd. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
It was just delightful, Steve.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about each of these events or other events coming up, or to download podcasts of Stage Talk, please visit us at alaskapublic.org. It's the last weekend to catch Anchorage Community Theater's production of Gore Vidal's Visit to a Small Planet. The show performs Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3. For more information, please visit actalaska.org. Little Shop of Horrors is currently playing at Mad Myrna's and is also closing this weekend. Curtain times are Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 3. For tickets and more information, please go to centertix.net. And Scared Scriptless is performing at the 49th State Brewing Company this Saturday at 8 p.m. For more information about this performance, please visit scaredscriptless.com. And finally, TBA Theater will be presenting the timeless Wizard of Oz, opening tonight at the Wendy Williamson Auditorium on the campus of UAA and running Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. through April the 3rd. For more information, please visit tbatheater.org. Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.